with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
All right, so I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. You're only as healthy as your gut, right? That's why improving digestion with probiotics is so important. Probiotics have formed really a vital part of Middle Eastern diets for thousands of years, usually in the form of fermented milk products like yogurt, vegetable products, pickles, for instance. And they are credited with, in large part, for the low rates of chronic disease in these regions. So what do you think? Is all that true, and should you be taking them? So let's first talk about what probiotics are, and then I'm going to get into the question, is it true, all these benefits that we're hearing about probiotics today? And then I'll answer, should you take them? And if you decide to, which I think you should, so I'm giving you a little preview there, what you should be taking. So let's start with, what are probiotics? They are beneficial organisms, mostly bacteria, but they also include some yeast species, and they are found throughout your entire body. Now, we're talking about the gut here, so they do line everything from your nasal cavity, your oral cavity, all the way down to the end of that long tube, and they help you digest food, absorb nutrients, and eliminate waste. There's also evidence that they promote a better inflammatory environment, so there's less inflammation. And they also can improve the immune system. And, you know, there's many different strains that are naturally within your gut. And it's, your strains could be a little bit different from mine. And I'm going to talk about why that is coming up here in a second. But they work through a lot of different interrelated mechanisms. And they promote health really at the cellular level. That's why they're so powerful. And, you know, I guess most people are familiar with the benefit that probiotics inhibit the growth of the bad organisms in your intestines, right? The food illness, the foodborne illness bacteria and stuff that we definitely don't want. And so probiotics can reduce the risk of infection and even toxins that can get into your system from all of the unhealthy foods that we do eat. They, you know, probiotics, besides fighting off those bad guys, they also regulate the immune response, right? And they do enhance, a more robust immune system, and they helped, as I said, control inflammation. Now, you know, probiotics promote, probably the most important thing they do is they promote the health of all the cells, your natural cells that line your gut, okay? Probiotics help those cells do what they're supposed to do, which is ultimately act as a barrier. And it's a selective barrier. So the good stuff that you want gets in and the bad stuff doesn't. And here's the thing, as we get older, that the number of healthy gut bacteria that you have diminishes dramatically. And then your gut, your cells that line the gut begin to become damaged and have problems. And when that happens, when the normal gut flora, that word flora is what's used for probiotics sometimes, that normal healthy gut flora, when it decreases with time, that's when we see that increase in a lot of chronic diseases, inflammatory bowel disease, cancer, heart disease, even the metabolic syndrome, which involves high sugar levels. And there is even some research now showing that asthma, autoimmune disorders, even obesity could be related to a unhealthy balance of intestinal flora. So what do you think? All of these benefits, you know, the improvement in the immune system, easing inflammation, protecting the cells that line your gut. What do you think? Is all this true? Well, there was a really good study that looked back over the past decade or so and just kind of did a summary of all the probiotic studies out there. And it was published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology last year. And what they concluded, based on all that research they looked at, was that probiotics had this unlimited potential to really boost your overall health. And they said that, these probiotics are doing it by producing what they call bioactive substances. I mean, these are live bacteria and yeast species, so they're producing things. You know, they're metabolizing food just like you are. And they produce, when they do that, they produce these bioactive substances called pharmabiotics. It's kind of a new term that you might start hearing out there. It's bioactive substances coming from your probiotics that have major effects in your body. Now, there's two types of pharmabiotics, okay? One is called bacteriocins, And the second one are the healthy omega fats. Yeah, these bacteria in your gut, they can actually make omega fats, and that's pretty awesome. The bacteriocins are what keep those, you know, the nasty infectious causing organisms at bay. So the bacteriocins that the probiotics are producing help to keep, you know, the deadly bacteria and yeast out of your gut. The healthy fats that are produced, the one that is produced specifically is called conjugated linoleic acid. This is a fatty acid that has been associated with a variety of health-promoting effects. As a matter of fact, the authors of this study published last year really believe that there's a potential therapeutic role for probiotics in the treatment of certain metabolic and immunoinflammatory disorders. Bottom line, here's the bottom line about probiotics. They support the cells that line your gut. When those cells are healthy, your digestive system is healthy. When your digestive system is healthy, you're healthy. It's a pretty easy connection. So should you take them? Well, I think the answer is pretty clear, yes. Now, what some people might ask, though, well, how do I know? Okay, you know, Dr. Mike, you just said that as I get older, I lose some of those probiotics. Well, how do I know I need to take a probiotic product? How do I know I need to replenish them? Well, let me tell you, your normal flora, those the probiotics that you have naturally in your gut, are established by about age 2. And it comes through mother's milk, and it comes through the environment you live in and the foods that you're starting to eat when you're a young child. So by age of 2, you pretty much have your entire probiotic makeup. And you don't really gain any more. So from the age of 2, pretty much the rest of your life, you're losing these probiotics because of our modern diets, lifestyle, overuse of antibiotics, toxins. I mean, your probiotics just take such a hit that, you know, by the time you're in your 30s, 40s, and 50s, you really are in need of replacing probiotics. You know, when your gut bacteria, when those healthy probiotics, when they start to drop, that's when we start to see an increased incidence in a lot of metabolic and inflammatory diseases. So yeah, I do think you need to take them. I mean, come on, at age 2, that's pretty much it. You got what you got. And you know, just look at our environment. It's a nasty, toxic filled environment. So I do believe that we need to take probiotics. As a matter of fact, I consider probiotics to be a foundational supplement. There are 4 foundational supplements that I believe we all should be taking: high quality multivitamin, omega-3 oils, CoQ10 for cell energy, and probiotics. Those 4 supplements are what I call the foundation of a solid, healthy supplement regimen. So yeah, I do think we should be taking them. So what should you be taking, right? There's a lot of choices out there. You know, it's best to do a blend, right? And most of the probiotics on the market today are a blend of products. It was maybe a decade or so ago, the first products that came out to replenish your healthy gut bacteria were 1 or 2 strains. And we have found out that it's best to try to mimic what's most likely in your gut just living in the Northern Hemisphere. So a nice blend. The 2 main strains you want to look for, one is called bifidobacteria, and the other one is called lactobacilli. Now, the lactobacilli is broken up into acidophilus, lactis, longum, and rhamnosus. Those are probably the most common forms that you see. Now, don't get all crazy there. Look on the back label. Look for a nice blend, and you're mainly looking for the bifidobacteria and the lactobacilli. Okay. Now, also make sure that the product itself is coming in a type of capsule that can protect those live bacteria. You want to look on the label for ingredients like alginates, which will help the bacteria, or where I work, Life Extension, they do a double capsule. So go check out lef.org/probiotics, and you can check out the double capsule way to get your probiotics so you protect those live bacteria. Yeah, take your probiotics. They're foundational. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.